Well, Connectable was near and dear to my heart because I was an event with Dolores Weaver, who is the spearhead of this initiative. And she told me that she loved the event, but there's something that she just could not tolerate. And I said, well, what was it? And she said, I don't like the word disability. And so she was preaching to the choir, for I have a young lady daughter who has learning differences. And so that's the public awareness campaign of Connectable started. And then from there, Shopability was created to recognize those folks and businesses who take a chance on our children with intellectual differences and hire them and recognize that they do have value and they do bring something to their business and organizations.
I mean, a word as simple as differences and disabilities, how big of a thing is that difference? Is it a wide, wide gap to you?
It's a wide gap to me as a mother with a child with intellectual differences. To me, the word disability means unable to do anything, broken. We all have differences. We all learn differently. Some of us learn auditorily, some visually, some just showing them how to do. Betsy, for instance, needs a little bit more help and direction and support to follow the steps into making her responsibilities at her job successful. And once she gets the hang of it, it's Katie bar the door.
As an advocate and a mother in this case, but do individuals with differences need to have that advocate? And where does an employer come in the advocacy for people, talented people of intellectual differences?
Yes, I do believe that individuals with differences do need advocates. Although Jacksonville has a great support system for our young people, but finding employers and employment who will take a chance on our young people has been difficult. We've had some, blaze the trail, and then others who are willing to step out and take the chance. And I would guess maybe 98% of those who are willing to take the chance are glad they did and wish they had done it sooner. Our people bring so much more to a business than just skill set. They make us better people. And I think it changes the culture and the acceptance that all of us really are more alike than different.
Sounds like the two of you are pretty close friends too, not just mother and daughter.
We are.
Betsy, how do you define intellectual differences?
Well, my mind works a little different than yours, but are really more alike than different. We all want a good job and a good home and good friends, because I learn differently from other people.
Have there been setbacks along the way, and how have you learned from those and become better then as a result of some of those setbacks that have come along the way?
Well, I went to a boarding school up in Boston, Massachusetts, when I was 12 years old, and it took a long time for my mom to go away because I would learn how to like keep my room clean, balance my checkbook, and I learned how to cook and learned how to do like a job interview. And then when I came back here, I worked so many places, but now I work at a wonderful place called Winster Point, where I wash dishes and I get to see the residents and they accept me for who I am. And it's a wonderful place to work.
And that's why we want everyone to support Shopability
Yeah.
and recognize those folks. People change the culture of the organization. And they teach them that we are more alike than different, and that everyone has some type of skill if they are willing to support them and give them that extra little guidance to help them be the best versions of themselves. Having a job and contributing to a business to let that business be successful gives her value and gives her a sense of accomplishment and contribution to not only the workplace, but to our community. What do you think, Betsy? What do you give to those folks?
Joy and happiness and just bubbly of life, you know?
We just need to, we are more like than different, and everybody has abilities and differences. And so if we can hone in on helping one another, the world would be a better place.